From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Brock, August 2nd. The sports rundown, five stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports. Today on Sky Sports Racing, Blue Bolt and Precise clash again in pre-Rothschild. Blue Bolt and Precise are set to clash again in the pre-Rothschild at Deauville. Blue Bolt is looking to make it back-to-back Group 1s after beating Precise in the Falmouth at Newmarket last month. Trainer Andrew Balding says Blue Bolt is in good nick, and if she repeats that performance, she'll be tough to beat. Precise, on the other hand, is a four-time Group 1 scorer and was impressive in the Irish 1000 Guineas and the Coronation Stakes at Royal Ascot. Trainer Aidan O'Brien says Precise is in good form and is hoping she can reverse the form from their last meeting. This is shaping up to be a fascinating renewal of the pre-Rothschild, with several other contenders also in the mix. Moon Target and Green Spirit are among those with each-way claims, while Evolutionist is a top contender after finishing second in the 1,000 Guineas. In other action, Life Plan is looking to remain unbeaten in the listed Queensferry Stakes at Chester, while Woot Woot, Nicely, and Queen of the Day are set to clash in the Sky Sports Racing Pre-6 Perfections at Deauville. Next, second from BBC Sport Tennis, Future of Tour. Iala beats Osaka to reach Washington Final. Alexandra Iala's incredible season just got even better. She's heading to the Washington Open Final after taking down Naomi Osaka 6-4, 6-2. This win sets her up against world number 3 Jessica Pegula, who's been raving about Iala, calling her the future of the tour. Iala's made huge strides this year, moving from outside the world's top 50 to a career-high 24th in the rankings. She's already beaten 6 top 10 players, including Iga Swiatek at Wimbledon. Iala's been on a roll in Washington, beating second seed Elina Svitolina and 2025 champion Leila Fernandez before taking down Osaka. Her serve was a key factor in this win, as she won 71% of first serve points and dropped just 4 points behind her second. Iala's confident about her game, saying she's more well-rounded and physically better than ever. She's looking to take home her first WTA Tour title, and Pegula's got her work cut out for her. Up next, third from BBC Sport Football. Who am I? Guess Premier League star? No 13. Here's the deal, buddy. Today's Premier League star is a mystery, and you've got to guess who it is. The rules are simple. You get a new clue after each wrong guess, and the fewer clues you need, the more points you score. 3's a good score. 4 or 5's exceptional. You've got a chance to play, and if you're hooked, there are more quizzes on the BBC Sports site. You can even sign up for notifications to get the latest quizzes sent straight to your device. And then, fourth from BBC Sport Football. New boss Maresca is perfect for Man City. Gvardiol. Josko Gvardiol thinks new Manchester City boss Enzo Maresca is the perfect fit for the team. The Italian manager took over after Pep Guardiola's decade-long tenure, and Gvardiol believes Maresca has the quality and new ideas to lead the team forward. He acknowledges it'll take time to adjust, but he's willing to help Maresca adapt and find the right style of play for the team. Gvardiol also reflected on Guardiola's departure, saying it was a matter of time before the legendary manager left. He thinks Guardiola's timing was perfect, as it allowed the team to focus on the season without the distraction of his potential exit. Gvardiol has signed a new 5-year deal with City and will extend his stay at the Etihad Stadium. As for the team's leadership group, Gvardiol thinks Ruben Dias is a strong candidate to become the new captain. He believes Dias has the leadership qualities to take on the role and will need support from other experienced players. Gvardiol is willing to take on responsibility and help shape the team's leadership group. Next, fifth from BBC Sport Football. What happened to star signings your club never made? You know how sometimes you get hyped about a big-name signing for your team, only to have it fall through? Well, I've got some stories for you. Take Tottenham, for example. They were linked with a young Nigerian striker named Gift Orban back in 2023. He was a hot prospect, having scored 16 goals in 22 games for Stabæk in Norway. But Spurs stalled at a £25 fee, and Orban ended up joining Gent, where he struggled to regain his form. It's not just Tottenham, though. Manchester City was once in the running for Brazilian playmaker Kaká, but he turned them down for Real Madrid. Kaká went on to win the Spanish Cup in La Liga with Real. Then there's Rivaldo, who was set to join Bolton in 2004, but ended up at Olympiacos instead. Rivaldo won the Greek League with Olympiacos and even played in Uzbekistan and Angola later in his career. And let's not forget Zinedine Zidane, who was offered to Blackburn Rovers in 1995, but turned them down. Zidane went on to win the World Cup and European Championship with France, and even won titles with Juventus and Real Madrid. Meanwhile, Steven Gerrard was once set to join Chelsea in 2005, but stayed with Liverpool instead. Gerrard went on to make over 700 appearances for the Reds. It's a similar story with Kylian Mbappe, who had talks with Liverpool in 2017, but ended up joining Paris Saint-Germain. Mbappe won 6 League One titles with PSG before joining Real Madrid in 2024. And finally, there's Antoine Griezmann, who was nearly signed by Fulham in 2014, but ended up staying in Spain with Atletico Madrid and Barcelona. Griezmann helped France win the World Cup in 2018. Up next, 6th from PFT Alt. Aaron Rodgers credits his wife for mended fences with family. Aaron Rodgers credits his wife for helping him mend fences with his family, saying it's been a couple-year process of reconnecting with them. He recently spent a week with his parents, brother, and their family in Nashville, calling it a really special experience. Rodgers acknowledges he was closed off about this part of his life, but his wife's love and support helped him open up to the possibility of reconciliation. He's thankful to have those relationships back in his life, but it's unclear whether he truly wanted to reunite with his family or just wanted to shut down a narrative. Rodgers' brother Jordan brought their family issues to light in the past, and it's unclear if he's been included in the reconciliation. And then, 7th, from PFT Alt. Deshaun Watson doesn't know why people think he doesn't like Cleveland. Hey, buddy, so Deshaun Watson's setting the record straight on his Cleveland situation. 4 years ago, he initially turned down the Browns, but a 5-year contract changed his mind. There's been this perception that he never really wanted to play for Cleveland, but Watson's saying that's not true. He's been open about his love for the city, mentioning his house on the east side, and how he and his wife are always out and about. He even said they were in town this summer, and he's a regular at local restaurants. Watson's got a message for the people who think he doesn't like Cleveland. He loves it, and he's not sure why that narrative's out there. Now, Watson's got some work to do to prove himself to the Browns in the NFL. He's got to win the starting job, play well enough to return, and fend off other teams that might come calling if he gets back to being a top-notch quarterback. Time will tell if Watson can silence his doubters and make Cleveland his home for good. Next, 8th from Awful Announcing. Wendy's drive-thru order interrupts frustrated Pirates fans' radio call. The Pittsburgh Pirates appeared to be on the upswing entering the second half, but after 4 straight losses, the Pirates find themselves 55-56 and 2.5 games back of the National League's 3rd wildcard slot. And after Friday's 8-7 loss to the last-place Cincinnati Reds, a Pirates fan called in to 93.7 The Fan to sound off on the struggles, and he did so while in the Wendy's drive-thru. The conversation between the caller, Steve, and 93.7 The Fan host Dan Zangrilli turned into great comedy. These 13 games are probably some of the most important 13 games, Steve began on the 93.7 The Fan post up next. 9th from PFT Alt. Kyler Murray seems to be pulling ahead in Vikings QB competition, as expected. You know the Vikings QB competition's been going on, but we haven't said much about it. The numbers can be misleading. The starter faces the first string defense, the backup faces the second string. Plus, it's not live football, so the quarterbacks aren't getting hit. That changes the stress level. Anyway, all signs point to Kyler Murray pulling ahead. Makes sense, he's objectively more talented than J.J. McCarthy. Murray's lack of knowledge in the offense was a factor early on, but now his speed and elusiveness are starting to shine. That's a huge advantage when it's game time, because defenses will have to account for him running, which could open up passing lanes. The Vikings didn't sign Murray to ride the bench. They wanted him to be a starter. And quarterbacks coach Josh McCown is already talking about how Murray's unique abilities will fit into the offense. They're coaching him to operate within the system, but also to let his natural talent take over when it's needed. It's worth noting that an unnamed Cardinals coach said he thinks we're about to see the best version of Kyler Murray. That's a pretty telling comment, especially since he's not going to be a part of it. Murray brings a level of threat to the Vikings' offense that they haven't had in a long time. A quarterback who can tuck the ball and run to daylight. It's a competition, but it would be a surprise if Murray doesn't win it. And then, 10th from awful announcing. Aaron Rodgers wanted to shut down narrative that's gone on for too long about relationship with family. Aaron Rodgers surprised fans by sharing a weekend with his parents and brother Luke, ending a decade-long estrangement. He said the media had built a one-sided story about his family, and he finally felt ready to move past it. His wife's support helped open the door for those conversations, and the reunion took place in Nashville with his parents, Luke, Luke's wife, and their two kids. Rodgers described becoming an uncle as a special moment that felt like life coming full circle. He emphasized that he wants to keep the details private, but he's grateful the family ties are healing. And that's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.